It's a routine and a recipe that has been handed down through generations. Continuity has guaranteed success, but decades of hard work are now at risk.
I've been a baker for 40 years. The situation as it is today has never been so bad. With the gas and electricity bills increasing and the cost of raw material, bakery industries are at risk of collapsing. We are sounding the alarm. If there is no bread on the tables of Italians, there is a risk of a revolution.
Energy prices have soared. This time last year, this was Domenico's bill. And now, an increase of around 600%. Economists say it's unsustainable.
For Italy, this coming winter will be the toughest yet. The storm of the energy crisis hit us at the end of 2021. And then with the war with Ukraine, things have become far more complicated. Italy is worse off than other EU countries, as we rely more on imported energy, meaning it is more vulnerable to the fluctuations of the gas and electricity markets.
And yet, somehow, while walking around, you don't feel how bad things are.
The streets here in the city center of Naples are busy. Tourism is booming. It's very difficult to find a hotel room. But this isn't indicative of the real economic crisis that is unfolding here, affecting small family-run businesses, which make up around 90% of companies here in Italy.
Which basically means it's affecting everyone. At the morning market, the answer is the same.
We're all in this crisis together. We need at least 200 euros a week to buy food, and that's just the basics. There's no room for any extras.
I don't make it at the end of the month. Everything has increased, gas, light, everything is up, and my pension doesn't increase.
We ask her if she thinks the elections will change anything.
No, I won't go to vote. I'm telling you straight up like a Napolitana. Whoever gets elected, it's all the same mess.
For now, the bread continues to rise, as do the bills.
Our worry is that whichever political color come to power with this election, the problem will not be fixed. So, people's anger will boil over.
Opinion polls suggest a far right-wing coalition could win Sunday's vote with Italy's first female prime minister. Whatever the political predictions, the economic forecast is that this is only going to get worse. And for whoever wins these elections, that may have been the easy part. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Naples.